question I have to, as a follow-up. As a believer, we have peace with God. Is it possible to ever lose that peace with God? As a believer? Just a question.
No. No.
Next question.
Help us out. Well, if we go back to the text, having been justified, we have peace with God. It's nothing that we've done. Well, I agree with what Steve just said, but just to add to it, I would just make this clarification that in the just shall live by faith. In the book of Romans, it's the just that's emphasized. How is it, as Brother Amos said, how is it that we are made just? We who are enmity with God, how is it that we are made just? And in the book of Galatians, it's the just shall live by faith. And then in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 38, it's by faith. And while what Steve said is absolutely applicable here, the emphasis in the book of Romans is the just. How is it that we are declared just? And it's not anything that we have done. Yes, we have to exercise faith. But faith in what? Faith in a finished work. And that's what we find here. And it would take us the rest of Romans and what has already gone that establishes the fact that we had a problem with righteousness. We had none. We had none. And so the only way to be made righteous, God reveals his righteousness in the person of Christ. And that's what we get in those previous chapters of Romans. And then God is satisfied with the righteousness of Christ. And we are brought in to that righteousness because of his finished work. And God can declare us to be righteous in his eyes because he sees us through his beloved Son. And so, can that ever be lost? No. It can never be lost. What Christ has done can never be undone. And if we borrow a verse from Hebrews, it says that he offered himself once for sin and sat down. The work is finished.
Let me bring illustration, because I think what Brother Tim is bringing is very important. Can I, if a court order said that I am not guilty, if I feel it or not, it's not going to change the fact at all. The fact of the matter, I think what you're hinting to is the matter of, can I feel that I lost peace with God? I could feel whatever I wanted to feel. It's not going to change the fact. This is a legal declaration based on the finished work of Christ. And if the Lord have said it is finished, then it is finished. And if God raised him from among the dead, then it is done. It doesn't matter how I feel like it. Now, let me bring two examples from the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 2 and Exodus chapter 12 and Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 12 correspond with Roman chapter 3. Exodus chapter 14 correspond with Roman chapter 5. Let me tell you what I mean exactly. The children of Israel had two problems. One they were aware of, and the other one they were not aware of. The one that they aware of, they were in bondage. They were beaten every day by the Egyptian. They have no peace toward those around them and among themselves. That's a feeling of it. But there is a bigger problem that they weren't aware of, and that is the judgment of God. They weren't really concerned about that because they were enemy also. Because he said, there will be judgment coming upon not the Egyptian. Every on the land of Egypt. That's everyone is under judgment. Okay. What is the solution? How you obtain that justification? It is through what God have ordered. It is the sacrifice. It is the lamb. It is a substitute. And God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Now imagine, firstborn in a house, two of them. One in that house and one in the other house. The father did what Moses have said, and he put the blood. One son is sitting, enjoying the roasted lamb, eating, and secure. Peace with God. The blood was shed. The other son, the same thing is on the door. Nervous wreck, unhappy, could not eat, bothering everybody around him, asking his father, did you really put the blood? Yeah, I did. Could you go outside and look? I can't. He said, you can't go outside. Could I, did you make sure that you did it right? Yeah, you did it right. God, did God ask something else to do that you forgot? No, it's all done. And he's a whole night miserable, asking questions, making everybody around him miserable. The morning comes. He's alive. Nothing at all. Did he lose peace with God? Judicially, legally, no. Did he feel it? But that's why it's by faith. It's not by feeling. And I think this is really important. We need to understand it's a legal declaration that God has said, and you could not, because God could not go back again and judge the Lord Jesus again. It's done. It is finished. It's once for all. He died for our sins, and he rose up for our transgression. And we need to take hold of the scripture. We need to take hold of the truth, not how I feel, because I'll feel this way someday, and I feel the other way the second day. Chapter 14 is a different story. If we will get to it, we'll get to it. Of Exodus.
I always like that little quotation from Martin Luther. He used to say that feelings come and feelings go. Feelings are deceiving. Not else. My warrant is the word of God alone. Not else is worth believing. And so, you know, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. But the peace has been established. Nothing can change that. We've been reconciled to God and now and justified. There's peace with God.
And this has many wonderful consequences, and which we'll be getting into, I trust. One of the great things, and this is very practical, because you find many souls like this. You meet with them all the time, and you know they're miserable. They don't realize what has been accomplished there by Christ. And in their soul, they're afraid. They can't rest. There can be no peace. But furthermore, there's no worship to God. They have nothing in their hearts that they can say thank you for, because it depends on me. And this is what you find in a practical way. What hinders many, I should say, the Lord knows how many, but many dear people of God are hindered from simply gathering to the name of the Lord and gathering there to remember him and to worship him, that really have not the thought. They think worship maybe means a sermon or something else, but I've experienced this with many, and that's why it's so important. These points, that we really realize that. I've often thought of this in a way, you know, Christ is in the glory, the one that bore my sins. Where is he now? Well, he's in the glory at God's right hand. Is he going to come down? Is he going to come, lose that place suddenly? No, God has placed him there because God was satisfied with him. That's where I can rest. So we'll go on.